Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What happens when you live a soul-guided life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. Each week on Your Soul Guidance Radio, where you make dreams come true, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversities into adventures. Saskia's life is the living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa to traveling to over 55 countries, helping people around the world tap into the power of their soul. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to play the biggest game of your life. Now, here is your host, Saskia Rowell.
Hi, everyone. I'm Saskia Rowell from YourSoulGuidance.com, and you're listening to Your Soul Guidance Radio with me. And stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience how to say hello to that big potential of your soul. This show is all about soul, about your soul, how you can unlock those big dreams. And every week we talk to the most amazing guests who have, you know, great advice. And today, how to do this. And today we have a very, very honored guest, that's Todd Patkin. And he is going to talk with us about don't just survive, be happy. So stay with us for that next hour. We're live each Wednesday at 9 Eastern and at 6 Pacific time. And I want to talk first with you, tell you a little bit about Todd Patkin. He grew up in Needham, Massachusetts, and I'm so happy to have someone finally who lives in Massachusetts. All my guests are from all over the world and all over the country, so it's just great to have Todd here today, very close. After Todd graduated from Tufts University, he joined a family business and he spent 18 years helping to grow it to new heights. After that, Todd was a free man and he decided to focus on his main passions, philanthropy and giving back to the community, spending time with his family and friends and helping more people to be happy. And now he lives with his wife Yadira and their amazing son Josh and their two dogs Tucker and Hunter in Needham. Welcome, Todd.
Saskia, thanks so much for having me on the show.
Wow, it's such an honor, Todd.
We're going to get buried with snow, though, I guess, the next day or two. So we're not so lucky being in Massachusetts right now.
Gosh, I mean, we had that other enormous big snow event, especially here in the coast, which was, you know, in our town was just, I think we had like 28 inches or something. It was quite amazing. And, you know, if I don't have to go anywhere, I'm fine. So I don't know everyone, the listeners, if you're on the road or wherever you are in the country, in the East Coast, we're having a ball with all this snow. Well, Todd, let's dive right in. First off, I read your books and the 12 Weeks to Finding Happiness, your bootcamp workbook and your book Finding Happiness. Todd, I ask this to all my guests. I mean, we all have a soul's path that's like calling us forever. And at some point, it's like we open that door and we start walking on that path. Was there a specific moment in your life like that was so crucial that, you know, the door flew open and you had no other choice to walk that path?
Well, I always felt like I had a special, God had a special purpose for me because I was really so unhappy when I was young. I kind of felt like Job. I was lonely and I was so stressed out over grades. And so I felt like there was something there.
Yeah.
You know, the truth is that at age 36, for various reasons, I had a total nervous breakdown. And the breakdown was the greatest breakthrough, Saskia, because like so many Americans, as I wrote my book, and it was very therapeutic, I realized I never really loved myself. And so that's my message. You know, if you ask me to boil my whole message down, through my breakdown, I learned that you can never truly be happy long term until you finally just kind of almost give up and say, you know what, I'm a good person, and I'm going to love myself and be as kind to myself as I am to others. I'm going to make mistakes. I'm a human being, so I'm fallible. Fallible in the dictionary says you'll make some mistakes. I don't have to be perfect. And so that was really, you know, when I realized that I kind of had this new knowledge that so many other people around me didn't seem to have. They all still felt they had to be perfect. And you probably see this in your work, but I find the happiest people in the world are people who have survived breakdown or terminal illness, because they finally get to the point where they say, enough is enough. You know, I've created my own prison. I do 100 wonderful things in a day. I make one mistake, and then I just focus on that mistake and beat myself down and tell myself how worthless I am until the next day when I find the next mistake. So the breakdown was really my breakthrough. And then I was blessed. I sold a company for quite a bit of money, so I've got the time. I've got the energy. I'm young. I'm only 47. And I always, my gift was always people. I always loved, you know, comforting people. If there was an unhappy kid in the sixth grade and, you know, he was new to the town, I always felt like I had to go and sit with them. Or even today, if there's someone I don't know on a bus who's crying, I'm drawn to them. And I've always enjoyed more than anything speaking in public. So, you know, it all kind of came together for me.
And Todd, what made you write the book?
I wrote the book because, again, I felt like it was really a calling. One thing I'm very comfortable with is being very honest. You know, most people say that my strength is my authenticity. So when I wrote the book, really the analogy or the vision I had was, at least in America, when you're in eighth grade, you dissect frogs, Saskia, frogs. And I thought that I'd just lie down on a table naked and just be dissected. And so the book, you know, as you read, is very honest. You know, when my mother read it, she said, you know, why do you want to see these things? They're so embarrassing, how you felt as a little kid. And, you know, I was terribly homesick. You know, one of the things that people our age get the biggest kick out of in America is that I was so stressed out in high school over getting perfect grades that every day I came home and my mom made me a grilled cheese sandwich when we watched a soap opera called The Guiding Light together. And women and men, especially older women, love it. But, you know, most men would be like, I would never admit that. That's so embarrassing. But this is what helps people, because we've all got these things. So for me, it's really a calling. I want to travel the country. I want to destigmatize mental illness. I say very easily, Saskia, that I had a nervous breakdown. I take antidepressants. My psychopharmacologist even says that I'm slightly bipolar. But if you were to say to me, geez, Todd, so you're mentally ill, which technically that's true, it's very hurtful because, you know, we have a newspaper 10 years ago in Boston that said mentally ill man at Virginia Tech slaughters 10. And, you know, I don't consider myself mentally ill like someone who kills people. I'm just someone who didn't love himself, so he always felt like he had to be perfect in school and perfect at the job so everyone else would tell him how great he was and how much they loved him.
You know, there's such a big stigma about mental illness. I mean, I think, you know, you're talking now about slightly bipolar. The only thing it is your biochemistry is a little different than maybe average Joe, but we don't even know average Joe what the biochemistry is. Probably, honestly, everybody is, I guess, slightly bipolar.
Right? Well, it's a wonderful gift if you take your medicine. In other words, we're told that we achieve... Bipolar people tend to achieve more. We're very, very emotionally intelligent. We can kind of feel people before anyone else. And the real tragedy is, like in college, in America, I think we really baby our kids now. And all of a sudden, you know, they're off to college and they're living alone. And over 60% of freshmen, Saskia, have severe homesickness. And if you've ever had homesickness, it's really traumatic. 44% of college students at any one time will tell you they're feeling fairly severe stress or anxiety. And 15% of college students, when they graduate, any college in America, the average is 15%, will say they considered suicide. But less than 15% of all of those people, those three groups, will ever go to the mental health facility on campus. And the number one reason they give is they said, you know, we don't want to be labeled mentally ill. So it's very dangerous that these young kids aren't getting the help they need because of the stigma.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that's like worldwide, and people don't talk about it. You know, you have to hide it, and you know, I like in your book, there's a foreword from a neuroscientist, and he talks about it, how our biochemistry affects our mood, how our thought affects our mood, and you know, that's where I love the power of our thoughts, because our thoughts can truly change our mood, our biochemistry, and so there's still a lot of power to us before we go to medication. But like you said, there's I'm not against medication either.
Well, I think when you have a breakdown, you know, if people say to me, you know, you have a breakdown, do you need medicine? And I think it's fairly proven that if you're completely broken, if you don't want to have a long process, you know, medication really makes a huge, huge difference. You know, if you're at that level where you're just broken.
Yeah, it's. I guess there's. You know, we don't. Well, that's my idea. You don't want to. You know, go to medication as the first step. But
I agree. Sure.
It really depends where you're at. We are heading for a break. We're all going to talk about happiness, guys. So stay tuned. We have our special guest, Todd Patkin, and we will talk more about Don't Justify, Be Happy.
Inside my car, I got pictures, got candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby, I'll take you anywhere you want to go.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hello, we're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. Today we have Todd Patkin, and we're talking about Don't Just Survive, But Be Happy. Todd has written a book and a workbook. Todd, how can people connect with you and, you know more about your book, your website?
Thank you. It's www.toddpatkin.com, toddpatkin.com. At Twitter, I'm just simply at Todd Patkin. I have a fan page as well, so all of that would be great. But I think the website's the best because all my speeches are there, all my TV interviews, and again, it's toddpatkin.com.
Well, thank you. Well, certainly, guys, go there. The book of Todd is fantastic. It's a thick book. It's I love it. I mean, and the workbook is even better.
Thank you.
Visit Todd's site. I also have, a great gift that's I think only there for one more week, and then it's going to be a sold program. That's the 21-day roadmap, secret roadmap to your dreams, and that's on my website. www.yoursoulguidance.com, yoursoulguidance.com. It's a 21-day program. Every day you get tips and tools, meditation, how to break through procrastination, how to move forward and really get into that life that you want to live. You can also find me on Facebook. That's Saskia Roel, R-O-E-L-L, and befriend me. And I put all my, free stuff out there as well. So let's get into the happiness mode, Todd. I mean, you say happiness is a choice, but how can we do that? Maybe the listeners don't know.
I think the most important thing is really to decide how important it is to you. Going from stress and depression to happiness, especially if you're 30, 40, or 50, is really, really tough. My 12-week program that's on my website, you can go, and it's all on video, and that's for free, to take a look at all the videos. It's all really simple. There's nothing on there that you're going to find difficult, but it's very, very difficult to bring it into your life because you've been programmed, whether it's 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, to live a certain way. And now we're almost trying to scratch like a record and change the way you are. And it's going to take many years. I mean, even me right now, I think I'm so positive, to be honest with you, and happy. And over the weekend, I really fell back with one of my things that I try not to do, and that's assume. I was waiting for an answer from someone, and I was supposed to get the answer last Tuesday, and here it was Sunday, and I assumed they weren't interested, and it really kind of bummed me out because it was so important to me. And sure enough, Monday, the gentleman calls and says, "I can't wait to start with you. I'm sorry, I just got really busy." So sometimes we assume the worst. So the first thing is to decide. Decide how important it is to you. And if it's not that big a deal, don't even start. It's too difficult. I would implore you to decide to change because your kids will be like you. So many people say to me, "Todd, it's just too difficult. My dad was negative. My granddad was negative. I'm just a negative guy. I'm 40 years old. I'll gut it out." But when I say, "So do you want your kids to be like you? Do you want them to be unhappy and nervous and view the world the way you do?" I'll literally have grown men start to cry and say, "Try to help me, Todd. Please help me." And then it's a matter of making it your number one priority. I mean, just like if you weighed 400 pounds and, your doctor said you're going to die if you don't get better, that's a powerful thing. And you make it a priority that you're going to leave work and you're going to go to the gym. It's the same thing here. I mean, you're literally dying. I mean, every day, even though you're going through life, at the end of your life, you're going to wish you had lived it differently. So you need to make it your number one priority. And then when you wake up in the morning, you need to have a little paper. A guy next to a shaving kit and a woman next to a makeup kit, which says my number one goal today is to move more towards happiness. If you have a gentleman who's a workaholic, I'm going to leave the office today at 6, and I'm going to be home with my kids.
So you would say, you know, if we all have that priority, and I always believe it's really a matter also of awareness, you know, our thoughts just run ahead of us. And before we know it, we step out of bed and we're like in that train, and that goes too fast. And like, you know, you get up, you look at your sheet. Number one priority is to move towards happiness. So my question to you is, what is a great step then? So you look at that sheet and you see that, and then, you know, well, you feel really bad.
Yeah, well, I mean, I have a 12-week program. And, you know, I always say if there's just one thing you'll do for me, it's to start to exercise. And a lot of people say, oh, exercise. But with me, I don't want you to do something that's not sustainable. I don't want you, if you're a couch potato the last 10 years, I don't want you to join a gym. I don't want you to get a trainer. I don't want you to go out and buy expensive clothes for training. I just want you to walk every other day for 20 minutes around the block. If it's snowing out, you can go up and down your stairs. I just want you to start moving, because I always say it's like if you're going to fertilize a garden, this is like tilling the soil. Exercise is a natural antidepressant. It makes you relax. Anytime I became so focused on exercise, because all of a sudden I was running my company at 23 and I couldn't handle the stress. But when I went to the gym, I could. It made me feel stronger. It made me relax. That's also amazing for sleep. In America, we grossly underestimate the importance of a good night's sleep, and all of us need at least 7 hours of sleep. So the first thing I'd say is exercise. And so I would, you know, have a little piece of paper that says, you know, today is the day that I'm going to start walking 20 minutes every other day. My number two step is bringing more positive messaging into your life. You know, if you're just watching TV and listening to the radio other than shows like this, so much of it's negative. You know, this politician slept with his assistant, and this earthquake killed all these people, and of course it brings you down, but there's so many other positive things like your show, or so many great books people can read. So my number two thing is to listen to motivational tapes or read books 20 minutes every day. And so these are little things that we say, you know, make those your number one priority, even more so than being the first to work and the last to leave.
You know, and the thing is that's what I, in my work, see, you know, where I really make people stick to certain habits. Like, mm-hmm. we have to start, like you say, make it a habit. As long as it's not a habit, you know, we don't do it. If we're not, like, really, at first it's probably hard, because if you haven't exercised, you haven't walked, wow. You know, to go every other day 20 minutes, that might seem hard. But I know from what I've watched with my clients, at some point they want to do it daily. They go out every day and they walk not 20 minutes, but they go for 30. But I always say to everybody, you know, don't start making a schedule that it's too hard for you.
Exactly.
It's set up for failure, because your ego will talk you out of it.
Maybe. Yes, if 20 minutes is too much every other day, I'll take 10 every day.
Yeah, exactly. I, you know, I've seen myself the importance of exercise is just,
oh my God,
it's amazing. It's,
you know, and my number three step, a lot of it too, is that we're perfectionists. You know, we tell people that we have a program, whether it's yours or mine, and hey, we're happy if you just start noticing when you're making a mistake. For example, let's say you're a smoker and you smoke, you know, a ton, and you try to, you know, smoke less. You know, when you start noticing the cigarette coming to your mouth, that's positive. So my step three, which is my most important step, is learning to be kinder and gentler with yourself. And the way I explain it to people, you know, I always play a game when I speak in public, and I say, close your eyes and envision yourself in your favorite chair in your house and think of someone you really love. And envision them walking through the door and telling you that they are just distraught. They think they just did the worst thing they possibly could have done, whether it was blown a speech at work or lost a customer or said something bad to someone, and they just want to die. And they're telling you all the reasons they're awful. If you love that person, I think that you would probably say, look, give yourself a break. It's not the end of the world. You're so wonderful. Look at all the nice things you do. call and apologize if you did something to someone, and let's go out for an ice cream. Do you think that's something you might do, Saskia, if you love that person?
Yeah.
All right. But now I ask people to close their eyes again. And now no one's in the house. They're not in their favorite chair waiting for their loved one. Actually, they're the person who's now coming home, walking through the door, and talking to themselves and telling themselves how dumb and stupid and awful they are because they blew the speech or lost the customer or said that horrible thing. And I say to my audience, would you be as kind and gentle to yourself in that situation as you are to someone you love? And everyone starts laughing and saying, no, I would kill myself. I would tell myself I'm horrible, and I'd remember all the other things I've done. And so I tell people that that was me before my breakdown. And so why are we so mean to ourselves when we're so nice to other people? And so the key is to get to a point where you're treating yourself as gently and kindly and lovingly as you do others. Because, you know, it's so important, our self-talk every day. We see it, even my son's a basketball player, and when the coach used to yell at him and tell him, you know, you're not doing good, he couldn't hit a basket.
No,
and if the coach did the opposite and told him he believed in him, he couldn't miss a basket. So we talk to ourselves all day.
That's so true. And Todd, I'm seeing we're heading for a break. And we're listening, guys, to Todd Patkin. He wrote a marvelous book, Finding Happiness. Todd, what's your website? Can you tell that one more time to the
listeners? Of course, www.todd.patkin.com.
After the break, we're going to talk more about don't just survive, but be happy. Stay tuned.
Listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough for your love, baby.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, There's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Ah, crackling rosy, get on board. We gonna ride till
Hi, we're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and today we have our special guest, Todd Patkin, and we're talking about happiness. It is about don't just survive, be happy. Todd, why don't we why do we just survive instead of being happy?
I think that it's ingrained in us. You know, we live in a culture, and I think it was an American culture, and now I guess it's spread across the world. And see, my theory on why so many of us, you know, are still so unhappy and stressed out, I was taught, and most Americans were taught, that all of our ancestors, great-grandparents, came from another country. And when they came, they had very little money, education, or English, but they were excited because they were free. They could go to any church, temple, or mosque they wanted, and they could also grow a business. And so we were told that they worked often 7 days a week, and they only looked at what they did wrong so they could improve and keep moving up and beat the competition. And if you ask them in those days, we're told, they would say, I work so hard and just look at what I do wrong so that I can feed the six kids. Most of them had a big family. And so my grandkids, Saskia and Todd, will be happy in America. But we're not happy in America. And I think it's because we tend to be like the people we spend the most time with. And those are our parents. So my dad was just like his dad. My grandfather's famous for working 6-7 days a week, coming to America from Russia with nothing. And when he passed away, he had one of the larger car dealerships in Massachusetts. And my dad would tell you that for most of his life, he just worked all the time and never celebrated successes, just constantly focused on how he could do better. And this is what I see in the schools. Each generation, we're teaching our kids to just focus on what they do wrong. And it may make them more successful, but it also makes them a lot more unhappy and mentally ill. Because if you're just focusing on what you do wrong, you feel really bad about yourself. And so you wind up just surviving, just trying to make it through the day, constantly looking at how you can improve. And it's sad when I go into high schools, the first question I'll ask is, how many of you at the end of the day go home and say, my God, I am the coolest kid in this school. I'm so handsome. I'm so great. And out of 300, I might have 12. And then I say, conversely, how many of you go home each day and say, my God, I'm the biggest loser. You know, I'm such a klutz. I've got no friends. I'm so ugly. And I'll have 290. So it's very, very sad what we're creating, at least in America.
You know, I don't, you know, I was just thinking, I grew up in Holland. And what struck me when we moved to America was that there is very, I mean, the kids have enormous long holidays. I mean, at school, that's completely the opposite in Holland. You know, you have only, I think, six weeks, and here you have like almost 12. But the people in America, they have like a 2 weeks vacation a year. In Holland, gosh, they have at least a 4 or 5 week vacation. I mean, business people. And then they have like a ski vacation, and there's just a lot of vacations. And here it's work, 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 and that's a big difference.
Yeah, we don't understand. Like, I was talking to a friend yesterday, and he said, you know, in my old job, you know, people would literally run into their offices in the morning, and then they'd run out to lunch and run back. And there was a quote this morning that someone sent me from Lao Tzu, like years and years and years ago, and it said, even though nature moves slowly, everything in nature, you know, finishes, you know, and showed beautiful trees. So we just don't understand. We don't have to always be busy, you know, and the iPhones are making it worse. We're connected all the time. And our bodies aren't made that way. Physiologically, if you speak to a doctor, they'll tell you that physiologically our bodies are very similar to what they were when we were cavemen and cavewomen. And in those days, you know, if you and I were dating a Saskia and we were hanging out in a cave, you know, 7 days a week would be really relaxed, 6 days a week. And then all of a sudden, one day a week, a Tyrannosaurus Rex, a T-Rex would come. And you'd say, Todd, you're the man. In those days, it was male chauvinistic. Get a stick, make some fire, and get rid of that thing. And so for just one day, we'd be nervous, even just 1 hour. But anyone knows today, it starts if you have kids screaming. I always scream, Josh, get out of bed, it's 6:47. And then it's 6:48, Josh, get out of bed. And that same adrenaline the whole day, and it breaks our bodies down. We have T-Rexes everywhere we go, from traffic to emails. And so, you know, we're just surviving. Most of us have a to-do list of 30 things a day, and we get through 21, and we add those 9 to the next day. It's the wrong way to live. We think that we have to do everything. You're better off to just do the things that you enjoy. You know, at the end of your life, you're gonna regret living that way unless you change.
You know, I'm a very visual person, so I can completely visualize that.
That T-Rex?
Well, visualize like if we're still wired the same way as when we lived in the cave.
Yeah.
I mean, our bodies are wired, and our bodies aren't wired for stress.
Constant stress. No, that's why I think so many of us are having breakdowns today.
And then, you know, if, like you say, there's only once a week that Dinosaur Rex coming, and for the rest it's kind of quiet.
I would have protected you.
Oh, great.
It was a male chauvinistic time back then, we're told.
That's wonderful. So you talk about gratitude. That's very important and can make us so happy.
Yeah, I mean, I think that one of the big problems in America is that we don't understand that any time in your life you can figuratively look to the left and come up with all the reasons why you got the short end of the stick. You can always find someone in America, whether it's Warren Buffett or Donald Trump, that has more than you.
Yeah.
But you can also figuratively look to the right and realize that there are people in Africa and India that sleep in a dirt floor with a husband, a wife, and 10 kids, and have so much less than you. And this is why I, you know, ask people when they tell me they don't have enough, I say, go read to a blind person. Is it that big a deal that you don't have a car, you know, that's brand new and your neighbor does? I mean, you have eyes. So it's so important that we appreciate what we have. In America, we tend to get caught up in what we don't have. This jealousy, you know. When we get to the point of being happy with what we have, we can then focus on the present and be so much happier every single day.
Yeah, you talk about contentment. That's a very big, big piece of the happiness. And that contentment we always will have, you know, the roadblocks and the obstacles in our life. But to go to that contentment place, that's important.
I think it just gets to the point where you need to finally just love yourself for who you are. You know, I didn't. If you don't love yourself for who you are, then you constantly feel like you need to get straight A's in your report card so people will tell you you're great. You need to open more and more stores if you have auto parts stores. Then I needed to raise more and more money for politicians. You always need somebody else to tell you that you're great, and you can never fill up that spot, you know, in your heart that's missing. So it's just being okay with who you are. I mean, God made all of us to be special. And, you know, maybe you're not the best looking person, or maybe you're not the best. I'm horrible with computers. I can't change a light bulb. I'm not Mr. Home Improvement. But I'm a nice person, and I try to do the best I can every day. And that's a choice. You know, it's not what happens to you in life. It's how you view what happens to you in life that makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah. Yeah. Todd, and what about helping others? How important is that in our happiness?
Well, you know, they've done studies that people who help others are actually 40% healthier and 25% happier. That's 40% healthier and 25% happier than people who don't. I think first off, it's because it takes our mind off us.
Yeah.
You know, most people are always thinking about, you know, why I don't look better, why I don't have more. And then I think you just feel good about yourself. I'm a giver. I'm a good person. But finally, I think it's the whole contrast. When you're helping someone else, generally they're, you know, sick or they don't have as much as you. So it just makes you feel like you do have plenty. You know, maybe I didn't realize how much I have. This person, you know, is blind. They can't see. Or God forbid this person has cancer. Or God forbid, you know, you need to help them learn how to read. So it just makes you feel like you're a good person for helping, but also it shows you all of the blessings you have in your life compared to that person.
It's so true. So for all of us who are listening, you know, you can just think of something like, you know, how can you help? And we can help in so many different ways.
Oh, absolutely. I find, little actions every day, holding a door for someone, smiling, you know, hugging people can make such a difference in someone's life. You know, I know that there was a television show once where someone went on a show like Oprah, and he apparently was going to kill himself when he was young because he was bullied so much, and someone said a nice thing to him that day, another student. And he didn't kill himself, and now today he's a great doctor. And when they had the other student on as a surprise who had talked to him that day, they were both on now at 40 years old, the second student had no recollection that day of putting his arm around the kid and saying, hey, don't let those older kids bother you, you know, you're a good kid. But that one little interaction kept him from killing himself. So, you know, a smile, a hug, a pat on the back, it's so powerful.
And we can just do that. It's just we forget that, and it makes us feel good. So it's really not only.
It doesn't cost anything. Yeah, it's wonderful. Friendliness. I mean, that's my step number 9 in my 12-week program. Being friendly. I always say, you know, you don't realize it, but everybody's carrying a heavy sack on their back. You don't know what it is. Maybe they just lost a job. Maybe they're battling a mental illness or cancer. Or their son's sick. You don't know what it is, but you can be a lamplighter.
For a break, so we have to continue this after the break. Guys, stay tuned. We'll talk about happiness.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her 4-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
He's realizing that the term quality time has just done so much damage for so many workaholics in this country. I think a lot of us become workaholics because it's the one place we can assure ourselves when we're, you know, my age, 40 or something years old, that, you know, everyone will tell us we're heroes if we come in early and stay late. But what happens is through quality time, we're told that we only need to give our kids one good hour a week and everything will be fine. And it's so, so wrong. You know, when you go home and you've got a teenager and you say, hey, I'm with you now, you've got that 1 hour with me, they look at you like you've got 20 heads, like you're an alien, and they run away. That if you're just home more, if you're just doing busy work in another room, I can't tell you, you know, how shocked I am, how often my son comes to me and says, Dad, you've got to see what's on Family Guy today. You've got to see this YouTube video. It's changed our entire relationship. So I really want people to know that it's so important that you're around your kids more. I think most men think that they can never have the same relationship, you know, their children have with the mom because the kids were in the womb for 9 months. But I no longer believe that. I think whoever is around the kids more when they're young will really have just a beautiful, incredible relationship with their children. Don't wake up at 70 and like most people and say, boy, I wish I spent more time at home. Start doing it now.
Well, the thing is, you can never, ever, ever get that time back. And I've you know, I'm a mother of five. And I've worked part-time in my own coaching and healing practice. But I have seen, I mean, the quality time that, and yes, I understand not everybody is in the position to give that because you have to work. But I have seen if you can and you make that effort, you know, my kids are all, I can only say, so amazing and so thriving and self-assured, but I've given them enormous amounts of quality time also because I loved doing it, but I know how important it is. And quality time means like you can look them in the eye, and it's not like you're behind your computer or on the phone in your home. I always say, you know, you got to be, when you're home, you got to be home, really be there, present. And
that's the other thing with kids. They know when you're faking it, when you're with them, but you're thinking about the speech tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I think it's fine for you to be doing work in another room, but the minute they come to you, you need to drop everything and make sure they know nobody is more important than them. It's so difficult these days to be a kid, and they need to have those legs underneath them like a table, and it needs to start with the love. They need to feel unconditional love from their parents. One of the big problems in America, because we're so fearful that our kids won't be successful enough, they won't get into the best school and make enough money, is we're constantly, you know, telling them they're great when they get A's, and when they don't get A's, we're telling them we're disappointed. And young children don't know the difference between love and, you know, parents just being happy. And so they linked up, geez, my parents only love me when I do good, and they don't love me when I don't do good. And this creates, again, people feeling unworthy of love. And that's what I feel kind of happened to me. I love my parents, but I think I got the sense that when I did good, they loved me more. And so I didn't really feel value just for being me. And that set me out on feeling I always had to be perfect so other people would love me.
Well, I think that's a syndrome most of us are suffering from, the perfectionism. And it's not only, I guess, in America, it's everywhere that we don't get enough praise for who we are. And that's the only thing we can be, right?
Yeah, I think Americans started it, though, with the whole, as I told you, you know, coming over to a new country and just looking at what you do wrong to, to do better. And now, unfortunately, we've sent it off to all these other countries and making them all sick as well with it. So just be happy for who you are. I mean, at the end of the day, we all have a certain amount of time in this world. And it's not really going to matter when you go to heaven, you know, how much money you made, how many promotions you got. What will matter is the people that you touched. You know, and did you have a smile for the wonderful woman behind the bakery who did, you know, extra special work for you today and for your children? It's so important.
Yeah, yeah. Todd, what would you say right now, like, is the best advice that you could give anyone?
I think the most important thing is to just surrender. Mm-hmm. You can't be perfect. So if your goal is to be perfect, then basically what you have to do is be perfect 365 days a year. And most of us are going to live to be 100, so assuming you're 40 for 60 years, so 60 times 365, you're going to fail. You can't possibly win that game. So if you've set your game of life up so that if every day you do 100 things right and one thing wrong, and that one thing wrong means you have to start over and you stink and you're no good, you're going to live a very unhappy life. And if you say, hey, this is how I am, but do you want your kids to be that way? You can change. I changed. I promise you, I was a nervous wreck who beat the heck out of himself all the time, and I'm not that way anymore. Now, I got there through a breakdown, something really, really serious. And many times it takes going to the doctor's office and for him to say, look, you're 400 pounds. If you don't lose weight, you're going to die. Or you are a drinker, and finally your wife says you'll never see your kids again after what you just did unless you stop drinking. Here it's more subtle, you know. You're just kind of going through life, and you're not happy. But somehow you have to say, I'm going to stop this. My dad was this way. My granddad was this way. I'm this way. I don't want my kids this way. I don't want their kids this way. I don't want their kids this way. Do it for your kids. And then just start moving in that direction. My 12 weeks can help you. But if you're not going to succeed on day one. If you just catch yourself being mean to you, that's a positive thing. If you work out, you know, once a week to start with, and then twice a week, and then every other day, just do the best you can. But you can change, but it's not easy.
Yeah, it's a step-by-step. And Todd, you're writing now your new book, this Sunday.
Yeah, I have a new book coming out.
But tell me about the new book.
Yeah, a new book called The Sunny Day Secret. It's 25 chapters, and basically it's the 25 things that I think we do that make us unhappy. So, for example, we don't love ourselves. We've confused success with happiness. We think that success, you know, is what it's all about, but it really isn't. I mean, I was very successful. I sold my company for millions and millions of dollars, but I was really unhappy. So was that success? I don't think so. I talk about this whole quality time myth I told you about. I also have a whole chapter on marriage. I mean, I think it's such a tragedy that, you know, we make our spouses feel so beautiful and wonderful, and then after 10 years we tend to tell them that they're fat and they don't take care of the kids enough and they don't take the trash out enough or they don't do this well enough. And then we wonder why we're unhappy or why maybe someone cheats on us. We all need to feel special and loved. That's the key. And then I've got other things, you know, in it, talking about not being couch potatoes, not being too envious. It's the book that I've always wanted to write, and I'm so excited. It'll be out in about 6 weeks, The Sunny Day Secret.
Oh, that's so exciting, Todd. So,
yeah, it's incredible. And now I also have my 12-week program on audio cassette as well, and that's available next week on Amazon.com.
Oh, I hear your passion for this. Tell the listeners one more time your website.
Thank you. www.toddpatkin.com. www.toddpatkin.com. And I also speak. You know, I spoke for Deepak Chopra at his recent event, Seduction of Spirit, along with Michael Dooley. Now they've got Anita Morjani and Eckhart Tolle. I'm happy to go anywhere in the world if anyone wants me to speak. You can just get in touch with me through my website. I love talking to audiences. And I was excited. I was ranked Mr. Happy for Reader's Digest for 2012, which was a big deal.
That's so great. But we're getting to the end of the show.
That's wonderful. I love you. And thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you for being here, and thank all the listeners for tuning in.
Oh, absolutely.
We're going to be back on Your Soul Guidance Radio, and I wish you a fantastic, happy week, and talk to you next Wednesday.
You've been listening to Your Soul Guidance, where you make dreams come true. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover how to live a soul-guided life. Begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Rowell. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to your dreams. Or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough session with Saskia, visit YourSoulGuidance.com or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough for your love, babe.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.